these are things that you may have experienced or you're currently experiencing that would highlight that your boundaries need to be assessed or re-evaluated. So if you're mad or resentful at someone, if you're trying to avoid someone, you're worried about running into somebody, or someone makes you feel anxious, you're blaming someone for your problems. Or things like you are frustrated with someone, you feel like you can't be yourself, you're not getting your needs met, you're feeling lonely, and you feel like you are doing everything yourself. Welcome to the Going Pro Yoga Podcast. If you love yoga as much as I do, then this podcast is for you. We talk all things yoga related for teachers in order to supplement and complement and even support after a 200-hour yoga teacher training. Or if you've never done a training before, this podcast is all about just learning more about yoga in an authentic way. Together with Paul Teodo and Byron de Marseille, we put together this podcast to provide you with a free resource to learn more about yoga. Whether you want to share yoga or teach yoga or just practice yoga, this podcast is talking all things yoga related. And we're trying to talk from the teacher's perspective and also the student's perspective to make sure we get a full 360-degree angle on what yoga is all about and how it's evolved in the modern world.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to the Going Pro Yoga Podcast. Michael here. And bear with me. It's early in the morning here and my voice is going to take a little bit of time to wake up. But I got motivated this morning when I woke up. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning and it's a new year. It's 2024 and every year it's always nice to set intentions. Some people call them New Year's resolutions for the year ahead. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, not necessarily about my intentions, but more so what I've learned in the last year. And it's going to center more about personal boundaries or creating boundaries for yourself. And that stemmed because last year, 2023, my intention for the year was to create more balance in my life, more balance with my personal life, my work life, my relationships, time with myself, things like this. And so this year, 2024, which is fresh and new, my intention is to continue that journey of creating more balance, but more so with cultivating strength within my boundaries and communicating my boundaries. Now, before we get into all of that, I'll just explain that over the year of 2023, I've had many moments where I was basically overworked or did so much that I didn't give enough to myself. And, you know, the context of how that all worked is basically during COVID, there wasn't a lot of work for people like me, yoga teachers, people who are living in Bali. Not a lot of opportunity was around. And then as things started to wind down and, you know, the world started to open back up again and opportunities started to come my way, I was saying yes, 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 yes to everything, right? And wanting to do all the things, thinking financial, thinking, oh, purpose, I want to be able to do things for myself that makes me feel like I'm helping the world. It's kind of like a job now. Oh, this is really exciting. I have so many things that are coming my way. But what ended up happening is I said yes to so many things that by the time I was rolling out 2023, I was realizing how overwhelmed I was and I didn't set enough time to cultivate my own needs. And it resulted in, I want to say, 3 to 4 moments of burnout throughout 2023 where I basically have worked so much to the point that, and you know, working, when I say working, I'm talking doing yoga teacher trainings, teaching yoga, you know, seeing physiotherapy clients, recording podcast episodes, working on the Going Pro Yoga platform. And then that's just the work related stuff, you know, then there's obviously my needs of like exercise and relationships and friendships and my personal relationship with Christina, who's been on the podcast before. And as a result of the imbalance between all of those elements in my life, I have not been able to actually cultivate enough for myself. And that's kind of what this episode is dedicated towards, is kind of initiating my solidification of what's going to be most important for me in 2024. And that is to cultivate more personal boundaries. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So personal boundaries, first of all, what is a boundary? Now, I have a few little things written down here, but what I have written is a boundary is where you end and I begin. And it's very simple terms. Personal boundaries are the limits and rules we set for ourselves within relationships. And these relationships can be personal relationships or they can be professional relationships. A person who has good boundaries says no when they need to and is also comfortable opening up when they want to. This type of person feels comfortable being vulnerable because they also feel comfortable drawing a line or asserting themselves when necessary. So if you have excellent boundaries, great. Very proud of you. This is something that is challenging for a lot of people. But if you do have excellent boundaries already, you will also be very powerful in your self-expression. Basically saying what you need when you need it and cultivating more of the truth inside you of, you know, in certain moments. And if we were to use examples, when opportunities come your way, whether it be just social opportunities or work-related opportunities, actually taking a moment to think about it. Like, is this something that is going to be good for me? Is this something that I can handle right now? Is this something that is going to be too much and overfill my plate? Is this something that I'm doing because I want to do it? Or is this something that I'm doing because I feel obligated to do it? Right? Now, there's a spectrum here of a porous versus a rigid boundary. So if you're thinking like a spectrum of like one side to the other, if you look at one side, porous meaning, you know, so open that everything gets in. There are no boundaries. It's basically completely permeable. Everything passes through. And then on the other side, it'd be rigid, meaning so many boundaries that nothing gets through, right? And there's walls and blocks put up. So the types of boundaries we want are in between those two. We don't want to be completely open and porous and everything gets let in. And we also don't want to be completely rigid and stop anything from flowing through. So this is what we'd be considering healthy boundaries, right? Boundaries that are appropriate for the actual thing. And now boundaries exist in multiple different areas of our life. So let's just talk about a few of those places. The first one is the physical space around you. So when and how you allow people to enter your body space and what are you willing to do for others physically? Something to just meddle over, think about. Do you need more time to recharge within your own physical space? Is a question that I would ask. So this would also be related to the rules for how you lend or treat your physical possessions as well. So lending things out or letting people borrow things, stuff like that. Do you have boundaries on that? If someone says, oh, can I use this? Can I borrow this? Is it easy for you to just be like, yes? Or do you need to actually say like, no? Because at least in my world, I've lent things out where they were not treated very well. And now it's easier for me to say no and create a boundary there because I don't want my stuff to get ruined. But I had to learn the hard way because a lot of my things got ruined when I lent them out, regardless if I trust the person or not, because sometimes people just, I mean, not even sometimes, people don't value your possessions as much as you do, assuming that the possession is something that you value. So that's one, the physical space. Boundaries also exist in your mental space. How much you allow others to occupy your attention and how much are you willing to lend your mind to someone as a service? Well, this is multifaceted, this one, mental space. I mean, you could think about it. The first thing that came to mind was social media and the attention that is given towards that. And not to go down that road, this is not what this podcast episode is about, but that's a big one, right? Your mental energy, your mental space, your attention, reels, you know, scrolling on all this stuff. Like, man, oh man, what are the boundaries there, right? especially considering a lot of that stuff is addictive. In fact, I actually saw a recent lawsuit against Meta, which is, or at least I don't know if it's started or the process has started from high up, where they're actually going to be having conversations, let's say, about how the impact of social media has affected the mental health of young people, which I think is a great thing that is finally happening. But even us adults, assuming most adults are listening to this podcast episode, are also exposed to, right? Myself included. You know, I find myself sometimes on social media getting caught up. And that's kind of what these platforms are designed for, is to steal or take our attention. Energy vampires, if you will. But even in the physical space of the world, like, you know, interactions with people, how much are you willing to give your mental space to conversation-wise? You know, are you completely tapped out? And do you need to, like, exit the conversation or exit that social gathering to be able to recharge again mentally, right? Maybe you're tapped out and your brain's not working as well. Or maybe this is in a work-related situation. You know, yoga teaching aside, where you are part of generating ideas or strategy, and or creation would be a big one. Because if you are creating something and your mental space, your mental energy is basically drained and fatigued, then, you know, drinking a coffee isn't always necessarily the best way to restore that, right? And creating a boundary of maybe I need to take a break, right? So a personal boundary with yourself to take a break, to recharge, for that mental space. Let's move on to emotional space. When and how you share your feelings with others. So depending on your relationship with emotions, your relationship with expressing your emotions, this can vary for many people. But yeah, basically, if you are someone who is very empathetic and is often giving and sharing, let's just say, yeah, giving and sharing how they feel, sometimes that can feel very exhausting and can drain you. And there's also receiving or listening can also be very draining and would require boundaries as well. So emotional space, how much emotional energy do you have to give or to receive for someone or for many people, depending on your working relationship, especially in yoga classes, in yoga teaching world, right? The emotional space is not always, but sometimes required to hold that emotional space for someone, especially if they're experiencing something meaningful. And as a yoga teacher, as a leader, we are, I don't want to say obligated, but I would say we are responsible to, you know, care for that person in a small way. And that can be exhausting, especially if there's a lot of teaching going on, a lot of students, let's just say, and this is, you know, the context for myself, just in trainings, lots of emotions going on in yoga teacher trainings. And my emotional space gets kind of drained very quickly. And I'm holding space for other people. Next one, we have home. Home. Boundaries exist in your home. This is with regards to how you parent, if you are a parent, how you allow people to treat your family members. So that's an interesting one. One that I can relate to a little bit as someone who has family members, but I don't have children myself. But I can imagine if Paul was here and we were to be talking about how people treat his son or his wife, something that he would create boundaries for. In a protection almost kind of way, I would imagine from his perspective, but even from a mother or a female's perspective, it'd also be about protecting your own, protecting your family and that requiring boundaries. I would imagine that would be a little bit more easy for the majority of people. Next one we have is boundaries existing in your community. So what you will and won't accept from our government, school teachers, the police, businesses, and in your community. So that can be tricky. We all live in different communities throughout the world. For myself, living in Bali, there are certain things that are happening that are very different from what I'm used to living and growing up in Canada and also living in Australia for a period of time. So boundaries there are important to evaluate with regards to, yeah, what are you willing to tolerate? What are you willing to allow in? And what do you feel like you need to push back on, I would say, or stand up to or express yourself about? And then now the last two, which are the ones that were probably more related to what I was experiencing, or at least I started this podcast on, and that is boundaries existing in your work life overall. And then your social life would be the last one. So work life, how much you will agree to work and for what compensation. What kind of treatment you expect from your superiors or the colleagues and any of your team members that you work with. So that's a big one, especially depending on your personality type. If you're a giver, you're a generator in the human design, a workhorse, someone who likes to, you know, really show their worth by putting in strong work hours, let's just say. Depending on your relationship with your, like I said, your superiors or your team members or your colleagues, sometimes that can be a situation where it feels like it's being taken, a lot of take. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because businesses are businesses. You know, they're meant to operate in order to basically get the bottom line, right? To be profitable, to stay in business, to succeed as a business. And it is our responsibilities as individuals to set our work-life boundaries and hold up to the limitations of what we can or can't do or what our capacity might be. And I'm saying this in the podcast microphone, but I'm saying it to myself as well. And then the last one, the social life. Boundaries existing in your social life. How much time, energy, space are you willing to devote to each friend and to your group activities or people in your life? So this one's pretty self-explanatory as well, I would say. Being able to know when to say no for social engagements, or feeling like, you know, you're going to miss out, fear of missing out, FOMO, or, you know, wanting to connect with other people and cultivate some of that sense of belonging within a community socially, which is all very good, but not when your boundary, your energies are drained, or your capacity for those social interactions are no longer available to you. So yeah, personal boundaries, lots there. We talked about the physical space, mental space, emotional space, home, your community, your work life, and your social life. So boundaries are something that can be cultivated from many different sources, right? If we were to go back in time, where do we learn our boundaries from? Well, usually our family systems and our dynamics are the first place. But we don't necessarily learn them explicitly, usually. It's not in a lot of cases, right? It's something that we need to learn through trial and error, kind of like myself with this year in 2023. I actually always thought I was pretty good at setting boundaries and creating space, but, you know, there's quote-unquote leaks, or as I was describing before, there was some porous openness within boundaries that needed to be recognized, acknowledged, and then patched up. So porous and rigid boundaries that are shown or modeled to us. So if you see someone who has very strong boundaries and you can see them saying no in certain situations, sometimes it's admirable. You're like, wow, how are they able to do that so well? Or they seem so firm or so assertive with their boundaries. And it's like, can I do that? Yes, we can do that. But sometimes it feels really difficult, right? But setting the intention to cultivating boundaries and figuring out where I need to be more balanced within my porous or rigid boundaries to find more healthy boundaries. And oftentimes we need to kind of swing along the pendulum, if you will. If we're more open with these boundaries and we need to create more boundaries, so sometimes we're creating rigid boundaries to start. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because, you know, from one end of the spectrum all the way to the other end, we need to create those strong boundaries. And then eventually, hopefully balances back out again to find, you know, a point where we can say no to many things and say yes to the other things that we want. And that can also fluctuate over time. Sometimes we might be more porous, sometimes we might be more rigid. And also there's other things like your heritage and your culture, the region in which you live, and of course, your life experiences is where all we learn these types of boundaries. But why are boundaries so important? Why are they so important? It seems obvious, but knowing your boundaries defines who you are, what you will and will not do or allow. It guards and upholds your standards, organizes and brings order to your life. It instills trustworthiness through structure, protects your purpose and mission, improves the quality of your relationships, which is a huge one. And I'll pause there before continuing on. But the quality of your relationships this year with 2023, having been overworked and having several burnouts, the thing is the quality of your relationships is, first of all, your relationship with yourself is already being burned because you're not giving yourself your needs. So the relationship with yourself is the first one to go. And then for me and my romantic relationship, that was being affected as well because I didn't have enough energy in my own space, my own cup, if you will, to be able to give to my partner, Christina. And then, of course, you know, my working relationships and other social relationships were also kind of not getting as much as well because there just wasn't enough to give because that's, you know, there wasn't enough boundaries there. But why are boundaries important as we continue through? Because it improves the quality of your relationships, right? Defends you from being controlled or manipulated by others, which is something that unfortunately happens a lot. Is subtle manipulation, subtle influence, subtle control. So rigid boundaries at first can sometimes be very empowering to counter that. And that results in developing better self-esteem and trust in yourself. Ends up conserving more emotional energy and probably physical energy as well, mental energy, all of that stuff. Emotional energy is probably the big one. And then it creates independence and sovereignty for yourself. Having more autonomy to be able to know what you need when you need it. And just being able to have more time to enjoy life and not needing to live up to people's expectations because no boundaries were actually set. And, you know, being uncertain of what you do want or what you don't want and saying yes to everything. And I probably should have started with these ones, but, you know, I'm just kind of going through as the information is flowing through my brain. And ways that we can indicate whether or not our boundaries are out of alignment. So, these are things that you may have experienced or you're currently experiencing that would highlight that your boundaries need to be assessed or re-evaluated. So if you're mad or resentful at someone, if you're trying to avoid someone, you're worried about running into somebody, or someone makes you feel anxious, you're blaming someone for your problems. Or things like you are frustrated with someone. You feel like you can't be yourself. You're not getting your needs met. You're feeling lonely. And you feel like you're not doing you feel like you are doing everything yourself. This would be indicators that your boundary is out of alignment. So the big ones for me were the first few. So you're mad or resentful at someone, you're trying to avoid someone, you're worried about running into someone. So those ones to me in this social world that we live in, I would say are the most potent for myself, but maybe you can relate with some other ones. Now, finally, before we close off this episode, let's talk about the boundary for repairing. Or repairing your boundaries. So what we can do to actually start to heal and create more healthy walls or boundaries surrounding our life. And I think the first one, which is related back to the indicators related to being out of alignment with our boundaries, is just identifying your feelings, which is not always the easiest thing to do for people. So actually sitting and meditating with that and identifying whatever feeling that may be. You know, maybe there's a particular feeling in the moment that you don't even know if it's related to boundaries or not. But if you can identify that feeling, then you can possibly move on to identifying the source of that feeling from people or things or activities or something that happened. It's a very emotionally intelligent process. And then after we can identify the source, then you identify the specific boundary that is being violated. Perhaps the boundary that was not clearly established or clearly expressed, right? Something that you didn't want or you did want and wasn't actually announced or expressed. And then the next step would be to clearly establish that boundary, what you need in a positive context with yourself, writing it down, and then from there, possibly taking it out into the world where it needs to be applied. And oftentimes with setting boundaries or, you know, taking action or having conversations for establishing those boundaries that we've identified have been broken, no fault of anybody's, just the fact that, you know, it was overlooked. And then there's a fear or a worry of the consequences of that boundary now being put up.
Right.
And just knowing that, okay, well, what does this mean? Does this boundary going to possibly close doors or close opportunities, or people are going to, you know, think differently of me or judge me? And, you know, I've had these thoughts. And that's something to be sitting with as well. But at the end of the day, there are consequences for your boundaries not being met, which is what should be more of the focus. And that is the pain or the suffering or the imbalance or the burnout or overwhelm that has been experienced without the boundaries in the first place. So is that the lesser of two evils? I would say oftentimes it is not. And whatever story it is of the consequences that might happen as a result of sharing boundaries is usually inflated, meaning they're not going to be as bad as you might think they will be. You know, opportunities are always going to come in different ways, and people often respect boundaries more than we think they will. So taking action and following through with not only establishing boundaries, expressing those boundaries, but then actually adhering to them and sticking with them. So this is what my 2024 alignment goals, intention, New Year's resolution is going to be, is to be better with my boundaries. And I've always felt like I was pretty good at it, but, you know, the evidence proves otherwise with my year of, I had a great year, don't get me wrong, but just a lot of moments of feeling fatigued and burnt out and needing more time for myself. And it all just stemmed back to boundaries. So I'll leave you with a few questions to contemplate on, and then we'll end today's episode. So a way that you can evaluate some of the boundaries in your life is asking yourself these questions. Is there someone that you're mad at? Who are you mad at? Is there someone who gives you anxiety, makes you feel anxious? Someone who you're frustrated with? Someone that you resent? Someone who you are avoiding? Is there someone that you are avoiding? Someone who you can't be yourself around? And possibly someone who you might be blaming your problems on. So that's a good place to start. And if there are some answers that are coming to you, then I would go back to that process again to evaluate, not necessarily like it's their fault, right? It's more so about how do you feel about it? What is the source specifically? Identify the boundary that hasn't been established and is being quote unquote violated or broken. And then actually clearly define that boundary and then put it into action. Recognizing the consequences of not following through with that boundary and what would happen if it continues to be broken over time. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to these episodes. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to share your love for this podcast, not necessarily this episode in particular, but any of the episodes that we've released over the last several years, through a star review on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can write something if you'd like, or you can just give us the star review. Very quick and very easy. It supports us and helps us a lot in the way of being able to expand the awareness of this podcast so that other people can find it, learn more about yoga, help to share and teach yoga to other people in the world, and that we can continue to grow as a society, as a world of humans, and hopefully make the world a better place. Thank you so much again, and have a beautiful day.
All right, before you go, let me just tell you about the goingproyoga.com platform. So right now, you can go to goingproyoga.com and check it out for free for 7 days, where you can actually learn more about yoga in the ways of alignment, cueing, sequencing, yoga anatomy, so that if you've done a 200-hour teacher training and you want to continue to learn, practice, and grow, this platform is definitely for you. So I definitely suggest checking it out. goingproyoga.com. Right now, you can try it out for free for 7 days.